today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Mental wounds still screaming, driving me insane. I'm going off the rails on a crazy train. I'm going off the rails on a crazy train. Hey there, peoples. This is your old friend, Old Jim, here on Rockin' the Suburbs. Patrick Foster is off today. Also, we took yesterday off for President's Day, but we are back here today. This is Tuesday, February 17th, 2026, and we are starting our series on January new music. And as is custom, I get the new music train all prepared and ready for its journey across the United States and around the world. All right, so what did I discover in January? What new music released in January did I fancy? Well, gotta start here, people. We gotta start in New Orleans, Louisiana. That's where the train will embark from. And we have new music from one of my all-time favorite bands, the incredible roots punk band Dash Rip Rock. They have a new album out. It is called A Song in Everyone. It was just released on the Dial Back Sound label, and this album was recorded at Dial Back Sound Studios in Water Valley, Mississippi. Now, that studio is owned by Matt Patton, the bass player for Drive-By Truckers, who I guess also operates the label. So there you go. Dash Rip Rock goes back to the mid-80s when I discovered them, probably in the late 80s. I've been a fan ever since. We've had Bill Davis on our show more than once, and also the band played one of our Suburbs Fest, the one in Louisville, Kentucky. So I am so excited to have new music from Dash Rip Rock. And the song I'm going to play here showcases that Dash humor. This song is Pain Pills Never Expire. All right, there you go. New Dash Rip Rock from A Song in Everyone, Pain Pills never expire. Many good tracks on this new album, including, this was a surprise, a cover of the Beatles' Mean Mr. Mustard. So anyway, check that out. Check out that record. You can get it on Bandcamp, and you will want to do that. Okay. Now we're going to take the train from New Orleans up to New York City. And we're going to check in with the artist A$AP Rocky. Now, A$AP Rocky has been a hip hop artist, a recording artist since, going back about 10, 12 years or so. He has a new album out called Don't Be Dumb. And one of the singles from that album is this just jam of a song called Punk Rocky. And this song I became aware of because he performed it on Saturday Night Live. And I really liked it a lot. And I also want to mention that although not on this recording, but apparently when he plays the song live or when he has played the song live, Danny Elfman has been on drums and Thundercat on bass. And I think that was the case in the SNL performance. I also just last night watched a feature film called If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You, starring Rose Byrne, and in a supporting role, Conan O'Brien, by the way. But anyway, it was a really good movie, kind of a tough watch kind of a movie, but a good movie nonetheless. And A$AP Rocky is one of the supporting actors in that movie. So he's all over the place now. This is a great tune. It is called, as I said, Punk Rocky. There you go, A$AP Rocky with Punk Rocky. Okay, now we are going to get back on the train from New York. We are going to head to Los Angeles by way of Australia. So this artist, you know, as an Australian singer-songwriter, Courtney Barnett. She has recently located to LA, and she is releasing her fourth album, Creature of Habit, on March 27th. On Fiction Records. And this is an advanced single released in January from that album. It is called Sight Unseen. And that's Sight, S-I-T-E, as in a place, not a vision, right? So Sight Unseen. And what's really cool about this song is that she recruited Katie Crutchfield, Waxahachie, to sing some harmonies on it with her. She apparently was wrestling with this song, the various tracks, and decided it needs some harmonies. And who better to supply that than Katie Crutchfield, right? All right, let's hear this song, Sight Unseen. Courtney Barnett and Waxahachie with Sight Unseen. All right, I got one more song we're going to play. We'll do that as the playout. Thank you very much for listening to Rock in the Suburbs. I am very much excited about what new music picks are coming up from the listeners over the next several days. Here's to another great music year in 2026. And I'm going to leave you here with a group called the Shala Das. Now, this is an interesting group. First off, I'm cheating just a little bit on January new music because this was on an album that came out in December, but we didn't do December new music because of the year-end picks. So I am counting this toward my January new music quota. So anyway, the Shala Das. This song is called Stop Using My Love. It is on the Shala Das second album called Your Picture that came out in December on Diamond West Records. Now, what's interesting about the Shala Das is they're like a doo-wop group. Yes, modern doo-wop. It is led by a man named Bill Shalda, S-C-H-A-L-D-A, Shalda, which is where the Shala Das name comes from. Also in the group are his three sons. And a couple of these sons had worked with some of the artists on Daptone label, including Charles Bradley and also the Budos Band. And the Shala Das first album was on Daptone. That came out back in 2018. Now, here's the follow-up. As I mentioned, it's on Diamond West Records, but it still has that really, really cool retro soul kind of sound to it. And I think you're going to really dig this. So anyway, the Shala Das, Stop Using My Love. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan, and we will talk to you again tomorrow. Thank you. And in a supporting role, Conan O'Brien